The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
And welcome again to Bob Burney Live. This is the 5 o'clock hour, although you probably already knew that. I welcome you. I thank you for joining me. And my telephone number is 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. I was not going to mention this today. I mentioned it, I think, twice yesterday. But I'm going to mention it again just because of the incredible response. I mentioned really quick on Friday that when Joy and I go to a local church and we do a Cross Power weekend, I was talking to a pastor this morning at a church over in Indiana where we're going in April, and we are really excited about being there for the weekend, and they're excited. But when we do a Cross Power weekend, one of the things we do, we have a handout of verses in the New Testament about who and what we are in Christ. It's about our identity in Christ. And I emphasized yesterday, understanding your identity in Christ is one of the real keys of living a victorious Christian life. If your identity is in your job, your family, your physique, your build, your face, your hair, your accomplishments, your physical attributes, your sports prowess, if your identity is in any of those, you're on shaky ground, my friend. And it can change in a heartbeat. It's all about self-esteem. And that's a complete hoax. It's a lie. Our esteem cannot be in self. It must be in Christ and what Christ has accomplished and what God has declared us to be because we have been placed in Christ. And so we compiled a long time ago a bunch of verses. And I just mentioned, if you'd like those verses, send me an email, bob@bobtalk.com, and I'll be happy to send them on to you. I was overwhelmed. I was inundated with requests from folks in our audience about these verses. And the response was so great that, well, this is something people really want. And I thought it was all over, but I've gotten two or three requests today. In fact, the timestamp is 3:48 p.m. Someone in our audience by the name of Jesse requested the verses. So I'm just going to mention it again. If you would like to have those verses, and it's just scripture, that's all. But I promise you, if you will read those verses and meditate on them, it'll change your life. Absolutely change your life if you just begin to understand who and what you are in Christ. So just one more time, I won't mention any more today, and I don't know when I'll mention it next, but if you would like those verses, send me an email, bob@bobtalk.com, bob@bobtalk.com. And to those of you who wrote, if you have not received them, send me another one. Because when Joy and I got home from church last night, first thing I did was fire up the computer and send out a whole bunch of them that had come in after we went off the air yesterday. But to my knowledge, I have responded to all of them. And if you did not get a response with those verses, it will come as a Word attachment. You just open the attachment. If you requested them and didn't hear from me, I didn't get it, or it went to my junk folder or whatever. So send me an email, bob@bobtalk.com, bob@bobtalk.com, and just ask for the In Christ verses, or the In Christ scripture, or just say the Bible verses. I'll know what you mean. But I was so encouraged that so many people are hungry to know who they are in Christ. So anyway, if you would like a copy, just send me an email, bob@bobtalk.com, and just put In Christ scripture, send me the verses, send me the Bible verses, and I'll try to do them during the commercial breaks and get them to you before we go off the air today. So anyway, bob@bobtalk.com. Here's a headline that should trouble all of us. Christians in Africa face explosion in violence, senior church leader says. It's amazing to note the history of Africa. Africa used to be a completely pagan continent. Way, way, way back, we used to talk about the dark continent. And it wasn't about the skin color of the people that lived there. It was the spiritual darkness. It was filled with tribalism and paganism. And then the modern missionary movement began in the early 1800s, predominantly out of Great Britain. Hundreds of missionaries left Great Britain to go to Africa. And get this, in the early 1800s, most of those people knew they'd never come back. Many of them knew they would die. Disease was rampant. It was an extremely dangerous place to be. Cannibalism, wild animals, malaria, very dangerous. And yet hundreds of British missionaries and then later American missionaries flooded the continent of Africa, taking the gospel, sowing the seed of the gospel and watering it with their own blood. I have no idea how many missionaries died in Africa. But again, when they left the shores of Great Britain, and by the way, they didn't get on a luxury jet. They got on a boat, and it would take weeks or months to travel. And then they would have to go by horseback or mule into the interior, places where white people had never been seen. The sacrifices that they made, unbelievable. But it paid off. There are many places in Africa today where the percentage of Christians is greater than in many places in America. And not only that, the spiritual depth. The United Methodist Church. The United Methodist Church, in their big convocation last summer, voted to keep the traditional plan for marriage. But it was not because of the Americans. The American leaders are liberal, left-wing. The only reason the United Methodist Church voted to maintain biblical integrity concerning marriage and the family was because of the Africans. Yeah. Yeah. The gospel spread like wildfire across the entire continent. And then so did Islam. And now for a few generations, the battle between occultism, paganism, biblical Christianity, and Islam. And everywhere that Islam has gotten a foothold, listen to me carefully, everywhere that Islam has gotten a foothold, Christians are being persecuted. This story is about Nigeria, Burkina Faso, and Mozambique, talking about the thousands of Christians who have been killed in recent years. And again, the headline, violence against Christians in Africa is exploding. In Nigeria, Burkina Faso, and Mozambique, there has been an increase in attacks on Christians, including church leaders and churches in recent weeks. The West African nation of Burkina Faso in particular has seen a sharp increase in attacks this year as part of an Islamic insurgency in the country. Imams opposing the Islamic agenda have been under threat as well. And then it goes on. Just a tragic story of how the persecution of Christians is spreading across Africa. Could it happen here? It could. Yes, it could. All right, quick break. We'll be back.
Today's news, God's Word, and your thoughts. This is Bob Burney Live.
Earlier in the program, we were talking about the miraculous preservation of the nation of Israel throughout the centuries. And if you study the history of Israel, if you don't believe in God before, I have no idea how in the world you could not believe in God by simply looking at the history of the nation of Israel. They shouldn't exist. The nation of Israel should not exist. From a human standpoint, nope, no way. And yet not only does it exist, it's the most prosperous country in the Middle East. I mean, it's an amazing thing. If you visit, like, Egypt and then go into Israel, it's just no difference. If you if you go into Jordan and then come over into Israel, there's just no comparison. If you go to Lebanon and then come back into Israel, it is an oasis of prosperity and vegetation and greenery, and it's the hand of God is on it. There's another miracle here in America, and that's the Southern Baptist Convention. And all of my life, I've been in a Baptist church, but independent Baptist, not associated with any of the Baptist denominations, just independent. We were Baptist. For the last several years, Joy and I have been a member of a Southern Baptist church. And I remember very, very well the battle in the 60s, particularly in the early 70s, over the spiritual life of the Southern Baptist Convention. The Southern Baptist Convention had gone liberal, had drifted far to the left. All of their seminaries were filled with liberal Bible-denying professors. And that's the truth. I mean, it was apostate. Sad, terrible, tragic. And then a group of men stood up and declared war. I mean, they did. Paige Patterson, W.A. Criswell, Bailey Smith, Jerry Vines, Judge Pressler. And these men banded together and said, we are not going to allow the liberals to take over our denomination. We're going to get back. We're going to fight. We're going to do whatever we have to do, but we are going to fight for this denomination. We are going to fight for truth. We will not compromise on the inerrancy of Scripture. And they went to war. And they won. I don't know of any other denomination in America that had gone pretty much apostate, that experienced a revival of truth and came back to a position of biblical orthodoxy. But they did. And then they started cleaning up the seminaries. And they started getting rid of the liberal administration and board members and professors. And they cleaned house. It was a wonderful thing. and they have grown and prospered and won hundreds of thousands, probably millions of people to Christ. They have established a worldwide mission network. It has been a miraculous move of God. But the battle is emerging again, and I enter this discussion very delicately. I'm looking at a headline, and I'm not on the inside of the leadership and the politics of the Southern Baptist Convention. Far from it. I'm really not. But here's the headline: Liberals may win control of largest U.S. Protestant denomination. It's a 12-page article about the battle within the leadership of the Southern Baptist Convention, and the crux of the battle is over social justice. And I'm telling you, folks, I don't know all that's going on. I don't know whether half of the things that are being charged in this article are true. I don't know. And that's why I'm not going to read them to you, because they're not substantiated. But I do know this: among some in the leadership of the Southern Baptist Convention, there is a battle over this thing of social justice, white privilege. And I know there are some who would like to take the Southern Baptist Convention a little bit left and put much more emphasis on social justice issues. Now, you and I talk about this social justice thing all the time, and most of it is absolutely corrupt and man-centered. It is not gospel-centered. And the only reason I bring this thing up is not to spread rumors. And I'm not reading the charges and the countercharges in this article. But from what I can gather at the Southern Baptist Convention coming up this summer, there are going to be some real battles once again over the authority of the scriptures, the definition of the gospel, and how do we engage our culture? And I don't know all the people involved. As I said, I don't know the internal politics of the convention. I've stayed out of it. I don't know. I know hardly anything about it. But I know this: if the social justice movement gets a foothold in the Southern Baptist Convention, they will destroy it. We must be concerned for the poor. We must strive for racial unity. We must fight against discrimination of any kind. We must be concerned about poverty. But there is a gospel-based, Bible-based way of addressing all of those issues without delving into social justice. So I lay this out asking you to pray that in the convention this summer, that if those battles occur, those standing for the authority of Scripture will win. It would be a horrible, horrible tragedy after the battles that the Southern Baptist Convention has fought for scriptural truth and authority. It would be a horrible thing to drift back to the left again. I pray it doesn't happen.